shores of the Colorado River on the beautiful Parker Strip, you're listening to the Parker Livecast.
Hey!
All right.
Hey. Here we are.
Oh my gosh. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Very good.
What was that little sigh at the start? Are you tired or something? What's going on over there?
You know what? It's been a wild week, hasn't it? In Parker.
Sure has, man.
Weather-wise, not so much for Parker as much as the entire area and region.
Not so much Parker.
Honestly, though, all this, you look at the news for Phoenix, and I-10 was underwater, cars with water over their hoods.
Yeah.
Whole neighborhoods flooded. Baus, Winden, Sloan.
Do you know anyone who's...
Flooded.
Do you know anyone whose neighborhood is flooded?
Not personally.
My neighborhood is flooded.
Yeah, dude, we had an insane... Did I tell you what happened? Well, Jimmy wasn't even. You were gone. You were in bliss.
Yeah, I was in bliss, but came home to, I don't know. I guess we needed Noah's Ark or something.
I know.
Took the boat home.
You know, my biggest complaint about all this is we had all this water. Phoenix, you see all these, huge floods. You've got it out in Winden and Sloan. You've got basically rivers running.
Yeah.
I want somebody to sack up and get a jet ski and actually take
sack
it out.
So we
heard that
Wave runner down the wash.
I want to get that on film. Somebody needs to do it.
Do you know
how often John has talked about that?
Yeah, I've talked about it a long time. But we heard that there were people who did that years ago. Like, I don't know if Clayton ever did it or I don't know who did it. But we heard that people did it at the wash right behind our place, which was running the other night, by the way, for the first time in like, what, 2-3 years now?
Yeah, it's been at least
missed
that.
Missed opportunity,
like,
John Wright.
A missed opportunity.
When you're up close, though, and looking at that, you're like, yeah, I'm not getting
it. It can be a little frightening.
Near that.
Yeah. I'm not getting in there.
Yeah, so most of the washes were active in the area.
You know what's really funny, though, is like I go back there and all of a sudden I start, because I see the water just flowing really fast right in front of me, and like I think of the danger of it, mm-hmm. and how if I took a step forward I'm gone, you know. But then I start thinking about those amphibious kind of quad jet ski kind of looking things. Have you seen those?
Oh, the quad that can turn into like a wave,
yes.
runner type. Yeah, I've seen those. A hybrid, if you will.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that'd be great to have one of those during that season.
I think it
needs to be like a military vehicle.
Mm. Let me just go to my garage and get my hovercraft out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to use the hovercraft.
And I suppose for the record, we should say that's a horrible idea.
That is a horrible idea.
Bad idea.
Do not do it and then come to us.
Never enter a wash.
Don't come crying to me. As my grandma would say, don't come crying to me.
If you're going to do it, take along a GoPro, though. We want to
Yes, please.
We will collect that.
We will
find the GoPro downstream, far beyond your body.
Right.
And we will
and
watch
we
the
will
video.
Dedicate it
far
to you.
Beyond your lifeless body.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll give you video credit.
So don't do it, is what we're saying.
Very
don't
end.
Do it.
Like a year ago, we found a camera that came off someone's...
That's right. I remember that.
What was that? Was it off there?
I don't even know what it was attached. It was a Sony, and it looked like it was attached to something.
It wasn't a GoPro, but it was kind of a action, like sports kind of camera. And it looked dead, but I mean, it wasn't, because it was covered in dirt, and it was like, and then I finally found the little card from it, put it in a card reader, and sure enough, there's the whole trip. You see these guys, I think it was dirt bikes, wasn't
it? They were on dirt bikes, yeah.
Yeah, and you see, they started on the California side of the river. Mm-hmm. I think they were on a boat at one point. Then they take off on these dirt bikes. You see them taking pictures and washes and things, coming over to the Arizona side, flying through some more washes. And then suddenly, it's like the last picture, and they must have lost it.
That's how
they lost
it.
Isn't it truly remarkable, though? I mean, you know, with not only with social media, but, you know, GoPros and all these cameras and even iPhones and everything now. And, you know, Apple's got, you know, all these new announcements they're doing.
New stuff.
How we can capture this stuff. Because,
yes.
you know, even 5-6 years ago, you weren't able, you know, with a, you know, GoPro, what was that? You know,
right.
Now it's so
mm-hmm.
easy to capture all this and, you know, put it up.
It's funny. I watched that Apple announcement now that you mention it. By the way, 6 or 6 plus, you guys. 6 or 6 plus. Jimmy?
I see you
as a 6-plus kind of guy.
I'm a 6-plus guy, but I also carry my phone in my front pocket. So I just don't know that it would fit there. So I'd have to do a little... I'm already looking at, you know, upgrading.
I know Joaquin wants the 6-plus. What about you, Josh?
Whichever one I could take low-quality pictures of my dessert and post on Instagram, I think I'm pretty good to go.
Melissa?
Well, I don't even know...
Because we're all Apple heads in here, I know that.
The 5 that I have still sticks out of my back pocket. So the 6 is even bigger than my 5.
See, girl jeans have no pockets.
Are non-existent. Sometimes they're even completely sewn shut. I hate that.
Wait, women's pockets will be completely sewn shut?
It's ridiculous.
Are you kidding me?
It's ridiculous. It's so frustrating.
Here's a utility pocket. Psych.
It's so frustrating.
You need
a
fanny pack.
You need the fanny pack.
Bring it back. Bring back the fanny.
I'll just probably do the 6,
Hashtag bring back the fanny.
Anyway, I was watching that announcement, and they had a bit on there where they said, does anyone remember what these are called? And it comes up on the screen, a picture of an old school camcorder. Our parents used to have these, right? And then they showed how, like, the iPhone 6 camera is amazing for video now, too. And here's something that might interest you sports action video enthusiasts out there. The new iPhone 6, whether it's the 6 or the 6 Plus, does 240 frames per second, which means you can do super slow-mo, super smooth.
I like that.
It seems very cool to me.
Well, here's a question for you. Okay, this new iWatch is dropping next year.
Yes.
You know, I honestly, since I got an iPhone, I don't wear a watch anymore because I use it for my calendar, the dates, right. You know what I mean, time. You know, I mean, you guys buying into the iWatch, you're going to get one, or is it something like that? I mean, I've got my phone.
I think it looks great. I like the fitness capabilities of it. Yeah. I like the sport version.
Right.
The Apple Sport.
Because they've got, what, the Nike Fuel Band that's selling like hotcakes, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And this will be right along the lines of that from what I saw. We were
as far as I can tell, it's way more capable than the Fuel Band or the Fitbit or all these kind of things. But again, I'm kind of with you. I got rid of my watch because I actually never wore a watch.
Maybe it'll work for my pocketless shorts. Yeah. Now I can have it on my wrist. That's why I'm not getting the 6. That. I'm getting the watch.
Getting the watch.
The watch is an amazing feat of engineering. Like, I look at it and I go, my jaw drops
it's
open.
It's a beautiful piece.
Yeah. It's beautiful. They couldn't have done it better. I just don't know if I want something on my wrist.
They couldn't do it better
especially
until
that,
the next
something
version.
That expensive, you know, that's that fragile. Right. You know, I've had watches, they're always scratched and dinged and banged up. And you
that
know,
sapphire, though, man, that sapphire finish.
Is it? It's not waterproof, though, is it?
It's water resistant. They said if you can wash your hands with it on. But if it gets submerged, it's gone.
See, I'd really like to. If it was waterproof, I'd be all over that. That would be like,
yeah.
Oh, you outdoors woman. That's crazy.
Man.
Hey, so speaking of water and outdoors, this storm situation, I'll tell you a little bit about what happened over the weekend for me. We get this rain starts coming down really, really hard. We get a call that we have an electrical box. We kind of live a little bit off the beaten path. We have a dirt road that leads down to our place. And it's backed up right against BLM desert. Like, it's just all desert. The desert is our backyard. This little dirt road, though, is kind of finicky when it comes to a whole lot of rain. And very often we end up having to straighten it out after a storm.
It's being very nice. Kind of finicky means it's horrendous.
It's a horrible experience.
It creates the Grand Canyon in our road just about every time it rains.
Right. There's a little electrical box beside it that is responsible for that whole little subdivision that's down there. There is a canyon next to it. With a berm that stops any of the water from a flood going down in there, it broke. And so this little canyon is starting to fill up. And I see, by the time I got down there, it was like, 18 inches underneath that electrical box?
Wow. Yeah, well, it had filled up because that little canyon had filled up. That was at least 8 feet of water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it had broke and it now filled to where, it was within like a foot of that electrical box. But
and
then
filling.
But the water had cut underneath the concrete of the box.
So we have to like grab cinder blocks and sand and all kinds of stuff. I don't have anything better. And we started trying to stack them up there. And we did get it stopped before it hit the electrical box and lights out. I jumped on backhoe. There's a backhoe on the property, which is really cool. So I jump on there, and I'm just like this big old tractor, you know, and I'm down there. Well, not enough pressure in the front tire, and in the mud, that thing spinning around, tire separates from the rim. This is like 10:30 at night.
I know. So it was just, it was awful.
Yeah.
So bad.
So the next day, and then that sort of started like this domino effect of crap.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what happens.
Like usually, just where everything now is just awful. Like I've got a project with a film that needed delivered to the director the next morning. Hard drive quit. All kinds of problems started
from
that
Apple event.
Moment.
You couldn't even watch it live.
It was a disaster, Paul.
That was the biggest travesty.
It was a real disaster.
Dude, I was at home. I think I was watching something on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It was a very peaceful evening, actually. It was one of the best I've had. But go on. What happened with
your... We still don't have a proper road.
We still don't have a
proper road. I went up there last night and
I was
bouncing
surprised.
Around in the car.
Yeah, I was surprised you made it up there because we've been taking the truck in. I didn't want to take the
cars. And it's
cars.
A Ford Focus, so a Ford Focus going off-roading.
They make rally cars out of those.
They make rally cars out of those.
So then the next morning, I get an email from La Paz County Supervisor District 2 King Clapperton. And what he says is, "Hi, John. This afternoon, I took these photos of a vehicle that was apparently driven into a wash while it was flooded on Highway 72 near County Road 42.5E, approximately 3 miles east of Bouse. Anyone who's going between Phoenix and Parker will probably have taken this route. We see and hear about it every year on TV, radio, and in various publications. Stay out of flooded washes. Please be careful, everyone. I have heard that the driver, the single occupant, was safely rescued from the roof of the car, but the vehicle appears to be a total loss." And here's the photo for you guys to see.
Wow.
There's that vehicle right down in the wash there.
It's a Toyota. No, that's a Pontiac.
Yeah, Pontiac something.
Yeah, Pontiac.
It's a Pontiac more.
It's called the Pontiac Flood. I think that's the name.
Kind of half submerged down there. So that sort of stuff happens all the time with these floods. But Phoenix got it much worse, as you said. And it is really crazy.
Yeah, 24 hours, I had over 5.5 inches of rain in some parts, which for a desert region is incredible. An incredible amount of water.
Well, we were already completely saturated too. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been getting a lot of rain, so yeah.
I feel like the weather has been such a topic this summer, just with everything going on.
So that's the new poll, right? You know, we had the heat, you know, in August, and you know, has this been the rainiest summer you can remember? Right?
It's got to have been. Well, how was it up in Seattle?
Beautiful. I guess it rained before I got there and rained after I got there, but 75 and sunny, and I was in a luxury condo. So
that's beautiful.
That's a horrible
that's
time.
The life right there.
I like it.
Well, you know, if you're going to be it's the same thing as I said about Ireland a couple of weeks ago, how when people go to Ireland and it's summertime, and if they do get sun, it's like, wow, this is the best place ever to live. Well, you haven't been there in December. You know what I mean?
Are people laying out? You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know what was amusing to me? Because I've never been in a place with thick fog, though. And this condo was on a lake.
Uh-huh.
And you go out in the morning, and it was a little chilly, but you literally couldn't see 5 feet in front of you because the fog was so thick at like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's something that we're not really familiar
like
with
that.
Here in Parker, is it? Fog.
Yeah.
We don't really get that unless there's like a late evening rain, like Monday night when it rained.
Occasionally
coming,
along the river.
Yeah, coming around the corner, because I live right on the water on the California side.
Mm-hmm.
Coming around that corner, and you can see the dew point was equaling the temperature, and then there was a little bit of fog was rising because of the wet, you know, on that hot road.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there's fog, and then it disappeared.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Because we're not the Midwest.
Well, you know, speaking of, you were saying about the temperatures this August, and I don't know if you heard last week we looked at you were on the phone and we talked about the records, and it actually was. More evidence of that came today in the form of an email that I get once a month from my thermostat, Nest. I got this little cool like Nest thermostat.
It sends you an email?
It sends me an email every month that tells me my...
She does.
She sends you?
Oh, I see what you're doing there.
You've given her the pronoun she?
She.
It's
Skynet.
It's Miss Nest to you.
It's HAL 2000. It's coming to get us. It sends me every month an email like for the energy usage for the month. And it says right here, this month... talking about August, you used 62 fewer hours of air conditioning than last month, which never happens. Like July to August, that's never going to happen.
Usually there's an increase.
You know what, though? I can vouch for that because I went on to pay my APS bill.
Mm-hmm.
And seriously, we're on some equalizer plan, but our cost savings over last year, same time period, $190 less.
Wow.
Whoa.
See?
That's
so
nice.
You know, I looked at my wife. I go, we haven't done anything different, really, on our end. It was just strictly the weather.
So here's what Nest puts it down to: three things. Number one, but two of the things are unique to us: 42 hours less because of cooler weather, 11 hours less because we were away more. You were away from. It says you were home less. So auto away turned on more often. It allows it to go up to like 90 or something while we're gone, and then. Airwave turned on more often this month. What I like about that, and people who live in the desert might be interested in this, for this feature alone, 9 hours were saved because of this thing called Airwave. What it does, it turns off, let's say your air conditioning has been running for 15 minutes, full tilt with the compressor on outside and the air handler blowing air. What Airwave does, it knows that if you turn off the compressor and keep the air going, there'll be a lot of cool air, residual cool air still in the system to blow. And so it'll take the compressor off to save you a lot of money right there and keep it going for another 5 or 7, 8, 10 minutes while it can, using the residual cool air that it just cooled, that it is no longer cooling, but it can still blow out. Do you understand what I'm saying?
A smart thermostat.
It's already saving. I told Melissa this little gadget's going to save us some money.
That's pretty.
I saw it as more evidence of being right about the August thing. Last week's poll, we asked, I told a little story about meeting this guy in Vegas and him having like multiple girlfriends in different places, one of which was sleeping a few floors above in a hotel room.
That you would have actually liked.
That he claims that I would have liked.
Oh, you would like her. I love that part.
You should stay.
You would like her.
So I asked the question on the poll, does he have an obligation to any other girls? Does he have an obligation to the girls that he's sort of been spending a lot of time with? He said that he spent like 72 hours with her, the last 72 hours while he was in New York. Does he have an obligation to this girl that he left behind? And you'll never believe, this maybe tells you a lot about our audience. The options were... yes, he should break up with any other girls and commit. B, he should go back to New York and be with her. Or C, no, it was just for fun and it's no strings. 91.67% said no strings. He doesn't owe the girl anything.
Overwhelming.
I like it.
And
that's what I would say. I mean,
the other one was zero, that he should break up with any other girls and commit. Nope, he doesn't need to commit. But 8.33% said he should go back to New York and be with the one girl that he spent a lot of time with.
Wow.
So that is a landslide.
I would have thought it would have been split just a little bit more evenly.
Right.
No, that's overwhelmingly in favor of the FWB.
Yeah, and what does that tell you about our audience? I don't know what it really means.
It means
they're jealous.
8%.
You heard it here first. All our listeners are just jealous of the guy.
Exactly. Oh, man, that's
people
good.
People were disappointed.
Can you break it down like male to female? Who said what?
We can't break it down. These are anonymous entries.
That would be interesting.
Right before I came on this podcast tonight, I saw you two just put out like a whole album for free.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah,
I downloaded it.
Do you have that?
No, I didn't download it.
It's good. Actually, it's pretty good.
Is it really?
I'm not a huge YouTube fan. I just got to be honest with you.
They haven't done anything good since Joshua Tree, right? Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time.
There's been a few songs, but Joshua Tree.
There hasn't been anything of theirs where I needed to download a whole album. You
just needed one or two songs.
Yeah, exactly.
I think people just need to calm down with this whole Joshua Tree thing. I mean,
you know what's funny?
When did Joshua Tree come out?
Honestly, I listened to a lot of stuff from the 80s, a lot of stuff from the 90s.
I think it means you're getting old.
Well, I know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, we're all about the same age here, though.
Oh, yeah. We're all in our 30s. And so we associate a lot with the 90s. We try to associate more with the 80s because it's a cooler decade, in my opinion. Like, I'm going to be like, I'm an 80s kid. No, I'm not an 80s kid. I'm only 36. I was born in the 70s, but I didn't have any real, like, opinion power until you're, like, a teenager. That's when you really start growing that whatever music you like, you start listening to that.
See, I disagree with this a little bit because I kind of really like a lot of new stuff. Now, I do listen to older stuff as well, but I kind of really like...
We listen to a lot of new stuff.
Mm-hmm. We do listen to a lot of
great,
new stuff.
Great albums and great groups right
that
now.
That Architecture in Helsinki that we have, that's really good.
Sounds like you just made that up. You know, Architecture in Helsinki.
Speaking of making
but it's
up,
real.
Speaking of making music up, Josh, you just did that.
Yes, it's not a completed version because I'm posting the completed version on my Facebook page.
Well, before we go, let's take a listen to this. Now, what is the occasion?
Okay, every year during the summer, Stark Family Donuts, Stark Family Bakery, closes down for like 3 months.
I don't know why that's funny, but I know where this is going.
She
knows where it's going.
I know where this is
now,
going.
Now, I have always been a fan of Stark Bakery Donuts. One of my first memories of life involves me waking up on my 4th birthday, coming around the corner, and my mother's there with a brown and white, you know, tray. With a glazed donut from Stark Family Bakery with a candle, and she's singing me happy birthday. It's one of my earliest memories.
It's
so
very
I love,
important.
It is. It's very dear to my heart, and right. I love the donuts because they're delicious. But they close in the summer now. Mm-hmm. They never used to, but now they do. So you go 3 months.
Well, just to clarify. So very often, the only choice people have for donuts is some kind of cake donut from a convenience store, or maybe they have like Krispy Kreme or something. These are fresh every morning.
Made
right
fresh,
there.
Early in the morning, old school style.
Yeah.
These are the most delicious donuts. I don't get donuts from any grocery stores or gas stations because everyone can grab at them. They're public access donuts, as I call them. Anyone. I've seen kids wiping their noses and putting
public
their hands
through. Public access.
It's disgusting. I cannot do it. I cannot. The public does not need access to my donuts.
Yeah.
I want only one person designated who has washed their hands, of course, to get me my donut.
Donut
which is what you see at Stark's Bakery. So I love Stark's Bakery because the taste alone is great. Mm-hmm. So for the last 4 years, myself and a couple others, yourself included, a few times.
I have been there once, but I have never stayed overnight.
You've never stayed the whole night. Monday night, this next Monday night, it's called Donut Doze Off 2014.
Donut Doze Off.
9:30 Monday night. I will show up. I'm bringing a chair. I'm bringing an ice chest, and I will be there all night waiting for Stark's to open in the early morning hours so that I may have the first Stark donut of the new season.
This has become an annual tradition.
An annual tradition.
You always want to try to get this first donut.
Because it's the best donut.
But this year is a little different because, first of all, you're down like a ton of weight.
Yeah.
Like you're down like 70 pounds or something, which is crazy to me. Yeah. And congratulations,
Thank
by
you.
The way.
Thank you.
But does this fit with your diet?
It will next Monday night into Tuesday. I'm going to make certain allowances for that.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question. Aunt Melissa, would you guys miss a night of sleep to get the first donut, knowing that you could wake up at the regular time, go into Stark's, and grab one like any other customer?
I have had the opportunity to do the donut doze off for, 4 years now?
Mm-hmm.
I have not attended one.
Is there a reason for
and
that?
And don't think that hasn't been weighed against our friendship.
You know what? You know, it's kind of like it's not my thing, but
he's being very nice.
No, I mean, I look at it this way because I'm one of those guys. I've literally stayed up all night before to watch a Formula One race live at 3 a.m. from India. So
it's because it's a passion.
Yeah, you know, so you know,
my passion
most
just happens
people
to be donuts.
Would think, you know, most people
you're
are
become
like,
Homer Simpson.
You know, most people would go, you can DVR that and watch it at 7 or 8 a.m. Why would you watch it live at 3 a.m? It's not like you're online, you're going to get the results. Just watch, you know, and it, but it's something I would do. So,
yeah. But Jimmy,
I like racing. Josh likes donuts.
For the record, you cannot DVR a donut.
But you agree though, this does teach us something about Josh Savino. It does.
I have my priorities in line. All my ducks are in a row in life right now.
All right.
Come on, ladies. So here it is. The donut doze off wrap that I do every year.
All right. Looking forward to it.
1, 2, 3 into the fold to make yourself a dozen. You gotta get 8 more. Ready to get some donuts, so back on up. Cause you know we about to all stay up. Standing first in that line so I can eat myself a double. Fritters and Long Johns together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a Stark's thing, baby. Two plain cake donuts getting glazy. They're so good, mother-freaking tasty. Unmakeable, so please don't try to make them. But I'm back to the donuts at hand. Perfection is perfected, you just gotta understand. From an up all night perspective. And before me taking a bite, you know I sat all night and waited. You never knew she could be mixing her dough and rolling her dough. And at the same time frying her dough. Every donut in that place, Lieutenant. Most of all, I like the big one with the cinnamon in it. Yeah, that's better than those who claim they're real. Bashes in Safeway, be hating the way I feel. Little kids with snotty noses touching all the stuff. Public access donuts make me always want to just throw up. Like glazes, like twisted Long John, yum yum. It's like glazes, like twisted Long John, yum yum. I like Stark's because they know how to roll, so I'll chill to the next donut doze. Well, I'm sneaking and I'm peeping and I'm freaking. Cause I've been waiting 3 months to get a donut from my eat. Now it's time for me to relax and lose my belt. Gonna grab a dozen donuts in my mouth, the flavor melts. You never tasted a treat like this before. When a bakery that can cook and control the glaze flow. At the same time, this donut rhyme that I kick, you know and I know, starts making things delicious. To add to my reflection, this direction. Symbolize dough, take a roll, but don't stroll. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Roll came to do. It's like glazes, like twisting Long John. It's like glazes, like twisting Long John. I like Stark's, because they know how to roll. So I'll chill till the next donut dose. Sitting back in that chair with a Stark-ified donut ring. Taking funky little bites like a new batch of glaze frosting. It's the capital S, so yes, the freshy, fresh and double OP. R-O-double-L-Y-R-O-double-L, you see. Showing much fight when it's time to take a bite. Drinking Joe and taking a sip like my name was Folgers Ike. Yeah, and I don't quit. I think they're in the mood for some freshly cooked donuts. So Jay,
what up, Roll?
Give them what they want.
What's that, G?
Break them off something.
Hell yeah. And it's gotta be muffins.
Apple and pumpkin.
Where it takes place, all my ass for directions. Grubbing like a mother chubba, but I ain't quitting. Dropping the tasty stuff that's making sucker bakers mumble. Bought another dozen cause I heard my tummy rumble. Try to take cuts and your mouth will get smacked. My homie Donut Roll has always got my back. Never let me dip cause if I dip and then I'm dipping. But if I get my coffee then you know I'm straight sipping. I'm gonna throw the glaze down, so put the box down. And if your donut ain't stocks, I have to lay the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you, I want them round the clock. Every tick and every talk. The lights are always off and then they're on. At the break of dawn, enter the 8th of PLE. On the donut they call Long John. Boxing 12 together. Grab yourself a yummy dozen. It's my favorite donut ever. Like this and like that. From this to enough. It's like that and like this and like that enough. It's like this. I want a bit for Long John's love. So just chill till the next donut dough. Yeah. We'll see you Monday night. 9:30. Bring a chair. Bring an ice chest. Bring some caffeine. It's gonna be a long night. Most of all, bring your appetite for some delicious donuts. We're getting the first of the season at Stock Family Bakery. It's Donut Doze Off 2014. I'm out.
That is awesome, dude.
There you go. Right there.
I love that.
Yep. The Donut Doze Off wrap. I've done one every year, and then I stick them on Facebook. So if you want the full version, which if you do want to listen to it again, you can either download this podcast or you can go to my Facebook page. Josh Savino.
Friend Josh on Facebook, just to hear that.
Yep. Takes PayPal donations for his career.
No one knows why you do this, but it's very entertaining.
Dude, I love it.
Yeah, we do.
I love it. I had a dream as a child to write rap songs about donuts, and I am living the dream.
A lot of people very upset that last week, No Naked Weather by Jessica Rose. Whoever this Jessica is, I've never met her. But it ended up being me, and the week before it ended up being being Josh. And this is one of the disappointments of the Parker Live cast.
Exactly.
That these girls are not showing.
Exactly.
And you know, part of me wonders, is it just because, maybe Melissa, you can speak to this, is it just because if you were ever to say, oh yeah, I'll totally be there, and then you actually contemplate the reality of getting naked in front of a room full of people, you're probably not going to do it, right?
It's a really tight room, too. It's not like, I don't know. Yeah, it's a little bit intimidating.
It's a little intimidating.
This is what I was thinking, though, because Jessica, God rest her soul. No, she didn't die.
Did she die?
She's just dead to me.
Wow.
No, I love Jessica. We've had our fun.
What does that mean?
No, tell us a little bit about the fun.
No, I mean,
we've had our fun.
What does that mean,
look,
Josh?
Look, what I'm going to say is that she's a pleasant female. And
very amiable.
She's very good at commitment.
Right.
Horrible on the follow through.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually stopped returning my text yesterday. Blah,
Josh,
blah, blah.
I have to tell you, this is sounding awful.
I know, dude. My ex-wife stopped returning my text, too, at one point. So I am quite familiar with the fallout of a relationship that didn't go anywhere.
I'm beginning to tell why she never showed up.
Yeah.
Just from this right here.
Yeah.
So I just say there is no Naked Weather this week.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. We don't want to. It's embarrassing to do this coin toss every week, and now you and I are going to be the ones doing it. It's horrible.
Well, I saw more of you last week than I thought I ever would.
Right.
So, yeah, this is bad.
Well, that being the case, let me just give you the regular weather.
Regular weather! All
Friday,
right.
104, and lows in the mid-70s. Saturday, 103.
Can we at least have the music?
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
I do like the music.
All right, here's the music.
Woo! Can I at least cheer?
No, you can't cheer. It gives the impression, the false impression, that there are clothes on.
Yeah, and now it's time for Naked Weather.
It's the un-naked weather.
It's the un-naked weather.
Un-naked weather.
104 Friday, 103 Saturday, 105 Sunday, and lows in the mid-70s. See, again, this is just nice, I think. Mid-September, beautiful weekend for both.
What's the humidity look like, though?
It's going to be up there.
I can't get that detailed.
It's going to be humid.
It is. You think it's going to be up there, or is it going to be gone by then?
104 isn't bad, but you get 40% humidity.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Right.
This morning I went running, and I came back after a mile, and I was absolutely soaked.
That was it, huh?
Soaked, man. Soaked.
With sweat.
With sweat.
Right. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, anything to plug? I'd like to do little plugs at the end. Jimmy, go ahead and give us a plug.
Tune in every Monday to my show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, 9 o'clock a.m. at Down and downanddirtyshow.com.
Josh?
Well, you know, thanks.
Melissa?
No, you can listen to me Monday through Fridays, klpz1380.com, or if you're in the area on the AM dial. There you go.
And also, 5 o'clock. And also the Donut Doze Off being posted.
Donut Doze Off will be posted on the Facebook. Josh Savino,
yeah,
check it
out. Don't miss that.
Melissa Wright?
Melissa Wright Photography. And you can follow me on my blog and on Facebook as well.
All right. And I'm John Wright. Join me at ParkerLiveOnline.com each and every day. If there's news going on, you know where to find it. And also online at KLPZ1380.com and on the radio at 1380 AM KLPZ. Guys, have a good week and a good weekend and everything else, and we'll see you here next week. Jimmy, you said you might be somewhere else.
Yeah, you never know where I'm going to turn up. Could be in Charlotte next weekend.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
I don't know yet, but who knows?
Never been to North Carolina. Josh, you used to live there.
I used to live in North Carolina.
Beautiful.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, not this time of year. You're going to have a horrible time.
Look forward to that.
No, you're going
to
have a good time.
So horrible, I bet you'd go with me, though.
I would totally go with you. Take me with you.